From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. President Obama says he's ordered a thorough review of airport security and terrorist watch lists after a failed attempt to blow up a Northwest Airlines jet on Christmas Day. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Mr. Obama called the foiled terror attack a serious reminder of the dangers facing Americans. A Nigerian man allegedly tried to detonate liquid and powdered explosives on board a jet bound for Detroit before he was subdued by fellow passengers. Mr. Obama has ordered stepped-up security, including additional air marshals on international flights. He said travelers should not be frightened, but vigilant.
This incident, like several that have preceded it, demonstrates that an alert and courageous citizenry are far more resilient than an isolated extremist.
Mr. Obama also vowed to keep the pressure on would-be terrorists wherever they are. A group calling itself Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula claimed responsibility for supplying the explosives used in the attempted Northwest Airlines attack. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
Transport Canada has taken steps to beef up security in the aftermath of the Christmas Day incident. Most carry-on luggage will be banned on flights to the U.S. Spokeswoman Deborah Baxter says not having carry-on bags should mean that passengers can get through screening faster.
The primary purpose of the new rule is to ensure security, but also to relieve the pressure at the security checkpoints.
Transport Canada says the measures are expected to remain in place for at least several days to alleviate a backlog at Canada's airports. North Korea says it is holding an American missionary who entered the country illegally. Activists say he is Robert Park of Tucson, Arizona, described as very serious about prayer. Park reportedly slipped into the country by crossing a frozen river from China on Christmas to protest human rights violations. In what is being reported as the first gay marriage in Latin America, two men exchanged wedding vows in far southern Argentina yesterday. The BBC's Candice Payette reports.
The couple were allowed to marry after the governor of the province of Tierra del Fuego issued a decree. The couple's first attempt to marry, sanctioned by a Buenos Aires judge at the beginning of December, was stopped after a national judge ruled it was a constitutional matter for the Supreme Court and therefore not legal. Alex Fraley said he hoped there would be no further legal disputes and that this would open a door to other gay marriages in Argentina. But already an association of Catholic lawyers here has questioned the legality of the marriage.
The BBC's Candice Payette reporting. In Tokyo, the Nikkei average of 225 selected issues gained nearly 7 points today to close at 10,641. This is NPR News. In Nevada, Governor Jim Gibbons has avoided a sensational week-long divorce trial that was set to begin, but yesterday's action may not be enough to recover his popularity in time for a bid for re-election. NPR's Ted Robbins has more.
Republican Jim Gibbons' 23-year marriage to Nevada First Lady Dawn Gibbons ended in a settlement before a judge in Reno, the self-proclaimed divorce capital of the world. Gibbons' wife had accused the governor of affairs with a Playboy model and the estranged wife of a Reno doctor. The governor denied the affairs, despite evidence that he used his state cell phone to send almost 900 text messages to one of the women over several weeks in 2007. A recent Las Vegas newspaper poll had Gibbons' approval rating at 19%, which was actually up from single digits earlier this year. Gibbons is up for re-election next year. He already has two challengers in the Republican primary. Rory Reid, the son of U.S. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, is running as a Democrat. Ted Robbins, NPR News.
An Illinois firm has agreed to pay more than $1.2 million for penalties for importing and selling toys coated with paint that contained excessive amounts of lead. But RC2 Corporation denies knowing that the more than two dozen styles of train set components that it imported from China did not meet government safety standards. The Consumer Product Safety Commission accepted the settlement, but said in a statement that RC2's actions created a risk of adverse health effects to children. The commission says the company recalled 1.7 million toy units between June and September of 2007. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News from Washington.